We are recording.
We are recording.
Recording.
Welcome to another episode of Refined
90s
Cinema
with Brandon
and Alex. What's up, guys?
We both have fiance Ace.
Yeah, we have officially
Hello, internet.
Both ascended to to fiance status.
I was gonna make a penis joke, but I'll save
you
it for
have.
Later. It's weird.
What, being engaged?
Yeah.
Why is it weird?
Because like a year from now, we'll both be married. Your nuptials are about 3 months away.
No, yeah,
4 months
March,
away.
3 months.
So we will look back on this moment and see.
And see stars.
Because our spouses will have punched us so hard.
Because they're sick of our shit.
Our podcast.
Yep.
I will say, that's one thing that no one can take from us. We have this podcast. It is ours.
Indeed.
So what are we watching today?
We're watching Jim Carrey's movie, The Mask, from the 90s, baby. And I love this movie. It's not my favorite Jim Carrey movie, but I do love it because it's Jim Carrey. And I'm super stoked. It doesn't matter. We're moving our way up into world, baby. Bye-bye.
That's right. Bobby.
Bobby.
Bobby Boucher.
Bobby Boucher and listen to anyone. Wait, I did more of a fucking Carmen voice there.
You did. Mom, it still works.
Mom, kid trying my papa. No kid, a bad kid. And cut.
Podcast over.
So everyone congratulate Brendan because he's officially engaged now. I've been engaged since like a couple podcasts ago, but now it's Brendan's turn.
That's my slow
and
clap
think
for
about
myself.
It. From now until March is like the only time we will ever be engaged together, Brendan. At least hopefully.
It's true. We're like engaged twins, but not to each other.
Fuck yeah, we are.
Engaged bros.
Engaged motherfuckers. Oh, and actually, I have more news before we start the movie here.
Okay.
Officially starting next week, I am a lead animator at my job.
Ooh, I assume that means you get a raise.
Yeah, so I'll be getting a raise.
Sweet.
It's actually like a pretty substantial raise, too. It's crazy. But it's like something I've wanted for a really long time, so I'm pretty stoked about it.
I know you how deserving you are, and so I am proud of you and glad that your new employer sees your genius and your talent for what it is.
Fuck yeah, brother.
And actually treat you decently.
They really do. It's a great place to work and a great studio. So, but yeah, it'll be fun. I get to like do a little bit more like authoritative stuff and whatever at work now, which will be cool.
Whoa, whoa, authoritarian stuff.
Authoritative.
You're a Nazi.
No, that's not what that means, Brendan.
You get to take on more responsibility.
Basically. I probably should have said it that way instead. So you guys are having like a bigger wedding, I imagine.
Like 100 people.
Yeah, so that's quite a bit bigger than.
Is that big? Everyone keeps saying that's small, but it's very expensive.
I know, for us, that's big. Like, our wedding's only going to be 33 people, so, including me and Steph. I will super be showing up, whether you invite me or not, so be prepared
you
for that.
Obviously, you are invited. And you will probably have a somewhat important role to play.
Am I going to be the usher? Are you going to make me the fucking, the bouncer?
the guy who stands at the toilet and hands out the mints.
I'll hand out wet naps. I'm sorry, people. You can't come in right now.
I haven't wet the nap yet.
Sorry, like, Brendan's mom
Alex,
and dad. You are not on the guest list.
I gave you a whole box. Why are you peeing on them? I thought that's what I had to do.
Those are just normal Kleenex, Alex. Yeah, well, once they're wet, they'll be wet naps. How are you wetting them? Magician never reveals his secrets.
You have like a little booth with a curtain.
Oh, joys. Yeah, so that's cool that you're getting here a little earlier the day before my wedding, because we'll get to... Anyway, with that, I think we're ready to start the movie, eh? Oh, look at this fucking old-ass purple logo. Is that music nostalgic for you, Brendan? Like, does this remind you of the movie? And like, they're looking at the treasure chest. They're cleaning rocks off of it. Also, the rocks look like they were just placed on top of it. It doesn't look like it actually is buried in anything.
Oh, I forgot about this part.
Where they like dig up the mask or whatever?
The mask. Oh, that sucks. Michelle knows how to scuba dive.
I like how the dude just gets fucking squashed by the... Oh man, the that fucking After Effects title.
Sequence.
Look at how young he looks.
Oh no.
What?
He's getting rejected.
Rejected. Oh, well, the movie's already playing, but what are you drinking, Brendan? What's you drinking? What's your choice tonight?
The beverage of your homeland.
Montreal Canadian.
Alexander Keith.
Oh, that would have made more sense for me to guess.
I was trying to do a Scottish accent.
Alexander Keith's. Hilarious, Brendan. Taking him on a love safari. Look how much hair he has. Jesus. Jim Carrey. More like Jim Harry. You know what I'm saying? You didn't like that one, did you? Baby, look at this chick.
A lot of 90s movies had this between...
Is that Cameron
Adam
Diaz?
Adam Sandler, Jim, yes.
What the fuck?
Between Adam Sandler, Jim Carrey...
You're right, a lot of 90s movies did have this like typical scene, though.
That like slow Good Burger with Carmen Electra.
Yep, the Roxanne.
You know how to
look at how skinny his tie is.
Damn, Cameron Diaz was hot as fuck back then. Tina Carlisle, he's like shaking her hand. He's gonna rip her whole fucking arm off. This is so awkward.
Of course.
Look at his hand shaking. It's a power tie, Brendan. I want a tie like that. That's a dope tie.
Yeah, it's a nice tie.
It doesn't look like Cameron Diaz close up, but I guess it is because she's younger. Oh my god. She's videotaping the fucking shit. They're gonna rob
it. That's actually an awesome way to... Is the bad guy... Are the bad guys German?
Russian, maybe?
That guy has too much makeup on.
They all have too much makeup on, Brandon. It was a 90s movie.
He looks very emo. The crime boss. He sounds like that guy... He always plays like a cop or an FBI agent.
Wesley Snipes?
He passed away recently.
So not Wesley Snipes. I don't know. Also, by the way, I didn't finish the thought earlier. We're both drinking beer tonight, though. I'm having a Heineken, buddy.
They're both green.
We're drinking green beers tonight, baby.
Oh, that's what I was thinking of. Michael Clark Duncan.
Fuck yes, brother.
He has that like... Rah, rah,
rah. Like the very like suppressed sounding.
He passed away in 2012.
Damn. Really?
Yep. Born in Chicago.
Jesus.
There's no price.
Oh, it's because he has a date, so he has to have a car tonight. Give him a loner. Give him a loner,
so he can get
baby.
A boner.
He's got like this old ass shitty car.
It's amazing. It reminds me of... So, I don't know if you've ever watched Mighty Car Mods on YouTube.
Not on YouTube, like, but I've watched YouTube. Like car fix-up shows and stuff.
So Mighty Car Mods got to go to Cuba, and the cars that they have for everyday people in Cuba look like that car.
I mean, they're nice cars if you don't have like one that's beat to shit like that.
Honestly, I like his outfit.
What a shitty friend, eh?
Yeah, that sucks. Never cross the rope. I love that.
Dude, I can't get over how hot she looks in this movie. I haven't watched this movie in a while.
Yep.
That's wild.
Boing. She definitely doesn't look like Princess Fiona, that's for sure.
Is Cameron Diaz who did Princess Fiona?
Yes.
Jesus.
She did the voice.
That's fantastic.
Mike Myers and Cameron Diaz.
Like, comment, subscribe. Love us forever, please, and thank you.
Ski-bop-ba-dop. Alrighty, what did you do in Pokemon? What's the, like, 411?
I'm trying to fill up the whole Pokedex right now in the game, which means catch everything. I just have to beat, like, the endgame stuff now in the game, and I only need, like, 20 more Pokemon to fill the whole Pokedex. And I'm going to give you a little bit of Pokemon knowledge before we start the movie up again. Okay, you ready, Brendan?
Let's go, so, as the kids say.
In Pokemon games, there's things called shinies, which are like 1 in 4,000 chance to even appear. And it's just like an altered, it's like an altered color scheme of the Pokemon. And the reason that they're even a thing is because in the original games, it was like a glitch that occasionally the Pokemon would appear the wrong color just because of the nature of the Game Boy. But now it's like a thing, like people actually hunt for them because like they're super rare and like it's really cool when you find one and stuff. So they're actually like implemented into the games now on purpose. And they're like known as shiny Pokemon to get like a Pokemon of a different color. Because it's so rare to find them. So like basically if you complete the Pokedex, you get a thing called the shiny charm in the game, and it makes your odds of finding one a little bit higher. So that's like one of the reasons that I want to complete it, so that I can have better chance of finding cool shiny Pokemon. That's my nerdy Pokemon fact of the day, baby. Jesus Christ, Jim Carrey, chill out. I love how this is like Trains, Planes, and Automobiles bad. Like everything just goes fucking horrible for him here. And then the music starts, baby. That's how you know the shit's about to go down, Brendan.
Hey, mister, hold on.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Doesn't he think the mask is a person? Is that what it is?
Well, it kind of looks like it.
It's just garbage. Do you think that, like, the idea is that he gets drawn to the mask there?
Well, that's how he gets his superpowers.
Like, you know, he, like, was going to put it on. Like, I guess, but, like, no one in their right mind would put this dirty, gross mask they just found in a pile of garbage on their face without being, like, drawn to it somehow.
Hmm.
You know what I mean?
Well, that's extremely rude.
Yeah, she seems like a shitty landlord. That's a good one. Aren't you due back at the laboratory to get your bolts tightened? Do you think that was Jim Carrey or the writers?
Probably the writers.
I don't know, man. He improvises a lot of shit.
Screwball classics.
I have some of these cartoons on DVD, believe it or not. Fucking shitty landlords, man.
Hey, Ben Stein. Bueller.
That's correct, Bueller. Wendy.
Foreshadowing.
The masks we wear.
It's a nice apartment.
It is a nice apartment. Oh my god, he said it.
He does a good impression.
Putting it on, baby.
That is terrifying.
It's like the worst CG ever, but it actually doesn't look bad considering when it was done. Then they did like the Tasmanian Devil thing in his living room.
Do you think like his entire face was animated? How do they do that?
It might have been like a mocap thing, or it might have actually just been makeup at that time.
Really exaggerated facial expressions?
Yeah, well, because Jim Carrey was good at doing that, right? So I bet they might have just put makeup on him.
That's clearly not real.
Well, it could, like, his face could be practical effects, but I think that some of it's obviously animated. That's not makeup.
And the bouncing.
Oh my god. I forgot how fucking awesome this shit is. Look at
it's
this.
It's so good.
It's so good. He gets flattened on the pavement. Squeeze me gently, it says. He gave him a fucking atomic wedgie.
I love how in this reality, there are just gangs of roving punk rockers walking the streets, beating people up.
I mean, why not, right? Obviously, it's just the natural order of things. Do you think he actually learned how to make balloon animals for this?
Someone was handing them to him.
I don't know, man.
Or maybe, I don't know.
I wouldn't put it past some actors. Like, look at Tom Cruise. He does, like, everything himself.
That's true. I forgot how cool this was.
It's so good, right? But first, doesn't he go back to the club or something?
Been such a long time. Like, I never saw this in theaters. I only saw it once it was on TV.
Yeah, me too. I saw it when I got a little older.
I love those pajamas.
They are awesome, eh? With, like, the fucking boat wheels and shit on them.
Yeah, like, I would wear those.
It was a dream.
Do you think he was dreaming, Alex?
I definitely think he was dreaming. It couldn't have been real.
Considering all the Marvel stuff in our modern era, I actually really like his superhero origin story.
What, Jim Carrey's superhero origin story? As the mask? I don't think it's
like
too bad.
It reminds me of, like, Jumanji, or, like, stuff that when you were a kid, you were like, I want to find a creepy board game or a mask.
Yeah, it honestly, like, it's better. It's not like the cookie cutter storyline, you know? He kind of was like,
here's a 90s throwback. When's the last time someone offered you a business card?
Oh, dude, I get business cards all the time in my industry.
Actually?
Yeah, I have a ton of business cards in, like, a little drawer by my bed.
Like, other people's?
Yeah, I get business cards from people all the time.
And what do you, for what?
Well, for like their websites or their like, I have a few business cards for people that do like art commissions or like a few animators. Every time I go to Ottawa for the festival, I meet a bunch of people and I get a bunch of business cards. So it's not like, it's not like super modern if you're like a lawyer or something anymore, but it's just, it's definitely something that a lot of people still do.
That pillow he has on his couch, I had an exact similar pillow.
I think it's funny how many like Looney Tunes references there are in this movie. Doesn't the dog put on the mask? He stuck it up his butt. If you weren't busy oogling girly pictures, eh? Fuck you, dude.
Bosses in the 90s, Alex, they were just mean to everyone.
Everyone was Jonah Jameson in the 90s. That's what happened.
You mean Jenna Jameson.
Jonah Jameson.
Who's Jonah Jameson?
Isn't it the dude from Spider-Man?
Oh, okay.
The fucking...
I thought you were talking about porn stars.
No, dude. The fucking... Every boss in the 90s was like Jonah Jameson as the Spider-Man, where he's just like fucking hates him and treats him like shit. I think that's his name.
Jonah. John Jonah Jameson.
Yeah, it's the dude at the Daily Bugle.
The Daily... I wish I had some bugles.
Dude, bugles are good as fuck.
Right? I love that face that he makes. He's like all nervous.
Yeah, he's like, that's the exact face I make when I speak to women.
What an actor. Even you're an engaged to be wed man.
I know, but Alexander. I still get fucking nervous speaking to attractive women.
Look at the dude's hair.
It's so fucking stupid.
I feel like this is how we should dress for your wedding.
Really?
It's amazing.
How about we dress like that for your wedding instead?
Let's do it.
It's like the fucking Godfather and the mob right now. Can you imagine if someone did this to you? I'd be terrified he's going to hit me in the face.
Yeah, of course. There's no way I would stay still. He's
golfing out of his fucking mouth.
What was this movie rated?
I think it was rated like 13 plus or something, whatever that is. Or 14A or whatever. He's got all this confidence all of a sudden.
Look how high his pants are.
Yep.
If a woman did that to me the second time I met her, I would run away. That is...
Yeah, oh, he's definitely dreaming that.
Thank God. Whoever that set designer was, it was awesome. Like the colors, it reminds me of Waterboy. Just the way the colors in his environment lend themselves to the character and the story.
They kind of do, right? Like it's all... It's a very wacky story, but the color scheme's wacky in his apartment, too. So it's sort of, somebody stop me.
I love that. Can't make the scene if you don't have the green.
The little, like, smear on his way out of frame there was nice, too. Did you know that's what that's called?
No, what?
You know how character, you know how, like, Looney Tunes characters would, like, stretch on the way off screen when they travel too fast? Called a smear.
Oh, I had no idea. How do they do that?
Yeah.
Just, I mean... So
you basically just break in 2D, you would just draw the character stretched out for a frame or two while they're leaving frame. But in 3D, you just stretch the character and like break them so they look.
So this was 94. How early was this for this type of animation?
It wasn't early at all, actually, because Looney Tunes was like the 60s, 70s.
No, but this movie is 3D.
Yeah, but all the style of animation is Looney Tunes style. So, like, the animation stuff for 3D, like, this wasn't very early at all because they were doing 3D stuff before this, even. Like, Who Framed Roger Rabbit was doing 3D stuff.
Have you ever been in a limousine?
I have. My mom got us a limousine for prom.
Once he has the mask on, is he capable of taking it off?
I think later in the movie, he, like, pulls it off himself. I think he has to, like, learn how to use it properly, though. Do you think she's actually singing this?
Probably not.
I know Cameron Diaz can sing. I love how no one's looking at him like it's weird. Like, they just think he's just a normal dude in there.
Yeah, like, obviously people would be like, what the fuck? Was this alien?
Exactly.
Her singing voice was dubbed by Susan Boyle. Susan Boyd. Not Susan fucking... Boyle. Would you ever go to a place like this? Like, I can't imagine a life where I would go to a lounge event.
Yeah, I don't think I would ever go somewhere like this. It doesn't, it just doesn't seem appealing to me.
In real life, they dated for 4 years.
What, him and Cameron Diaz? Yeah. I didn't know he dated Cameron Diaz.
When they were young, way before this movie.
Whoa. You think it was awkward for them to act in this movie together then?
It doesn't sound like it, because Cameron Diaz got the role by auditioning.
I wonder if they actually did this choreography. Because it seems like a pretty like intricate dance.
Would they just do parts and then shoot the scenes like edited in pieces?
I guess, yeah.
That's the guy. That's the guy.
Yeah. I wonder what the budget for this fucking movie was.
Do you know the movie was based on a comic called Mayhem from 1989?
Called Mayhem?
And apparently it's way more violent than the script.
Well, I think it would have to be. Dude, the budget for this movie was $18 million.
Oh, if he gets shot, he transforms into his old self? Oh,
I don't know. Brendan, $18 million in 94 was a lot of money.
Is approximately $34 million today.
It's a lot of money. Apparently there was a sequel to this called Son of the Mask that was, the budget for it was $84 million.
There was supposed to be a Mask 2, but Jim Carrey refused.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me that he refused it. I love how they just like started shooting at him randomly. Like, it doesn't even seem like there was any rhyme or reason to it. They were just like, fuck this guy.
Worst cops ever.
Well, even the gangster guys are like, why are they shooting? I don't understand. I don't know why they like wanted to fucking kill the mask guy. Look at the dog, Brendan.
Look at the guy's hair.
He shoves the dog in the closet with all the money.
Coco Bongo.
His dog's trying to give him up, man. Fucking staring at the camera with a smile on his face. I've actually
been looking for a Sony TV like that for retro video games.
Really?
Yeah, like I want an old like camera monitor.
Why don't you just get like a tube TV, like a CRT?
No, because those Sony TVs are supposed to be like the best.
This basically is just a gangster movie.
It really is. It's like Goodfellas, but with Cameron Diaz and this guy.
Goodfellas with Cameron Diaz and this
guy. An emo makeup guy at the beginning. Who knows? Maybe I'll break your legs.
I'll rip off your head and spit down your neck.
Them there's fighting words.
Back off, monkey boy. This guy's like the shittiest friend. From the beginning of the movie, he's just been a shithead as a friend.
He like invites him, is a douche. Diaz is trying to get him now because she works for the criminal element.
He's like, come here. We need to go have sex in the back room quick.
Like right now, just like 5 seconds.
It'll only take me 15 seconds, that's all I promise. Need. Now there's all this like talk about gods and shit.
Gods. Godzilla.
Look at his fucking wallpaper.
Well, even in his apartment, it's like nuts. Look at that room.
I know. It's
like
so
a penthouse.
Fucking...
Like, that's crazy.
It's like palm trees or something. And now the mask refuses to work.
I don't work with really sick people. There are private institutions for that. If I tell you, leave my office.
Yeah, that's awesome. Do you promise to leave my office right now, please?
Get out.
It's Ipkiss. They have a fucking SWAT team on them. Jesus Christ. The 90s, man, I'll tell you. Dude, that background is fucking green screened. It looks like it isn't. The lighting is super weird in this.
The lighting on them is very different. Yeah. I think they just have a lot of light on.
Either that or they're green screening it.
It's a very complimentary top she's wearing. Stanley. Stanley? Oh, it's the mask.
We met again.
I forgot about this. Maybe it is green screen.
It looks very green screen, Brendan. Shut the door, shut the window. I don't care. He actually turns into a fucking icicle when they tell him to freeze. I think the wide shot on the apartments that we're in right now, though, or the office building, was the same building they use in Friends for the Friends apartments.
Really?
It looked similar. Margaret, you son of a bitch!
That's the part I remember the most from the trailer.
Dude, the amount of like work that went into this movie for 94 had to be crazy. This is wild to watch.
Hit it.
Oh my god, dude, these dance moves though. Doesn't he get all the cops dancing?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, you're right. No one else could have played this role. Not in a million years.
Like, how ridiculous.
They had to actually do this choreography, too. There's no way that they didn't. It's so fun to watch, man. Now that I, like, know how all the work that goes into this shit.
Stanley, get in!
It's pretty good money.
She fucking gets the mask and gives it to the other motherfucker. I'd take the money, too, honestly.
I just can't lose my condo.
Which, like, today, people would definitely do.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
This is where the bad guys explain their entire plot to him for some reason.
I feel like the bad guy puts on the mask at one point, too, doesn't he?
I think so. The other guy puts it on, right?
Yeah, he puts it on right now. And he's evil, so he gets the evil clouds, Brendan. He's Jim Scary.
Look at him.
He's Jim Scary. Look at his fucking traps.
The police. But he looks like the mask now.
He looks like fucking... He looks like he's been to the gym too many times this month, is what he looks like. Oh, the doggo wants to save him. This is why we have doggos. Are you and Michelle ever going to get pets, Brendan?
Well, she has a cat.
Well, like, other than the cat, though, like, are you going to get pets together?
I don't know. Probably. Having a cat makes it a lot easier to leave the house than a dog.
Yeah, I'm a cat person more than a dog person, too. But we love Cooper. Like, Cooper's a really good dog. And, like, there's just something different about dogs than cats. Like, they love you a lot more in general. Like, they show affection in different ways.
Hey, Mask. Who's his visitor?
Hey, you. With the face.
But she's working for the bad guys. Run away, Jim Carrey. Run away.
I don't think she is, though. I think they end up together.
I thought she ended up with the journalist woman.
No, the journalist woman's a bitch. Get out of town fast, girly.
And at that point that they had been in the movie together, they had already dated for 4 years.
You said that was like way before they did this movie, though, right?
Yeah.
Like, were they still together when this movie came out?
No, they weren't. They had long since broken up.
Okay. It was the guy inside the mask. The guy who's going to be inside me. And then they're going to grab her. And he's going to have to save her, Brendan. Have you ever done that?
Scream? Peed in a sink?
No, put fucking toilet paper over the toilet seat because it was gross.
Yeah, all the time.
Do you think jails still have bars like that?
Of course they do. Except they probably also have like cameras and gates and guard dogs and sensors and lasers and... guard towers and awful stuff.
Yeah. Well, maybe if she was wearing something other than fucking heels and a weird skirt, she'd be able to run away better. These fucking movie dogs from the 90s, man. The sleepy guard with the dog with the keys. Very Pirates of the Caribbean. They make a reference to this shit all the time with the dog and the keys and the guard and all this stuff. Why does the bad guy always want to like blow everything up too? He smacks him in the back of the head. What would he do without that dog, Brendan? It's casino night, baby. Look at the pig full of money, Brendan. I'd go to a casino night like this, where there's a pig full of money.
That guy's tux is pretty nice, I will say.
The white one?
If you wear that at your wedding...
I'm not wearing that at my wedding.
Damn. You have a white tux, and then we all flank you with black tuxes.
Damn. Good call, Brendan.
Or you have a burgundy tux.
My tux is going to be like a light gray blue. That's such a fucking cool animation on his mouth when he shoots the bullets out of it.
That's terrifying.
What, that he shoots the bullets back out of his mouth?
Have you ever worn a tuxedo before? Yeah.
Yeah, I have.
I've never worn a tuxedo in my life.
You didn't wear a tuxedo to prom? I wore a tux to prom.
I guess I did, but I didn't wear a bow tie. I wore a regular tie.
Blow it. You think that's what he says in bed, Brendan?
I hope
so. He puts on the mask and he goes, blow it.
Party's over in 10 minutes. All I wanted was a kiss. Kiss me, Brendan.
There's always... Oh, what a romantic.
She's tricking him into taking off the mask, Brendan.
Of course.
It always comes down. One last kiss. It always comes down to the girl.
Well, if that was the girl, I'd be tricked as well.
Oh, yeah, me too.
So good. Did you see that guy's braid?
Yeah, it's fucked up.
It's amazing. Bald head except the male pattern baldness braid.
Ugh. I love that the dog puts it on. It's so good. The dog looks so good. The dog's pissing on him. It must have been so fun to work on this movie.
Oh, like even as a bad guy, just working with Jim Carrey and the dog rips his pants. I love the eyes.
Yeah.
Whoa. 54 sec. How does he not get hit? Come on. Give me a break.
These are the guys that play the stormtroopers on Star Wars.
Actually?
No. Have you never heard the joke, the stormtrooper joke, where they just can't hit shit? They miss every time.
Oh, yeah. It's like 200 shots and they...
That was the joke, though, that they're stormtroopers, so they miss every bullet.
I've never seen a Star Trek.
That's not Star Trek, dude.
I mean a Star Wars.
Good Lord. Brendan, I'm disappointed in you. We need to watch Star Wars.
I've definitely seen all the Star Trek.
That's a spicy meatball.
Is this the movie that came from?
Yeah, 100%. There's no way it's not.
Flush. That dog is awesome.
Yeah, they did a really good job fucking with the movie dog.
Casting and Epcas.
Watch it, Chunky.
Notice how his friend steps in to take all the credit.
Yeah, because his friend's a piece of shit.
He does. He looks like a true value Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah, he's Wish Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah, wish.com. He throws her in instead.
He's going to throw her into something. Do you think they had like a hookup one night stand victory lap situation after this movie?
I mean, I hope so. Milo takes the mask.
I'm going to watch this movie with Steph, and then I'm going to kiss her and say smoking.
I hope she makes fun of you.
I'll just do that at my wedding after our kiss, and then she'll murder me and divorce me.
No, you just look at her, you'd be like, did you eat some pepperoni this morning? Like something totally. Is that parsley I taste?
All the dancers. Is there like an after credits scene? Well, yeah, but I turned it off. I didn't know that there was more shit in the credits.
Oh, I was just looking at the credits.
Oh, there were a lot of dancers in the movie, though, because they had a lot of choreographed sequences. That doesn't surprise me. What'd you think, Brendan? Is it as good as you remember?
I think it was slightly better.
I think it's better as an adult, honestly.
Looking at the reviews from the time, I think it's got more of a cult following.
It doesn't surprise me. It's very, like, old-school style animation, like, really fun, like, slapstick comedy style.
Captures Jim Carrey's performance perfectly. Along with Liar Liar and Truman Show, it's one of his better movies. He's in his element.
Dude, Peter Green, the guy that plays the villain in this movie, in his headshot on his Rotten Tomatoes profile, he looks awful. Good Lord, he looks bad. Maybe he's just getting old, but...
Oh, he just looks... He's all neck.
He looks like a fucking ostrich, man.
Yes. Wow, he's in a lot of stuff.
He is in a lot of stuff.
Earthling. Let's see, what else was he in around that time? Laws of Gravity, Clean Shaven, Judgment Night, The Big Bang Theory.
He was in The Big Bang Theory?
Not the TV show. This movie from 1994.
Weird.
It seems like he often played a cop of some sort.
Yeah, a lot of movies that he played in, it does seem like he played like the same
role. Or like someone of confidence, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think actors fall into that a lot, though, where they kind of like get stuck in the role they're playing, and they just do it in every movie for a while. They almost get hired for those roles, too. Like, people will see them, and they'll be like, oh, yeah, they did good in this. Let's hire them for our movie, you know?
Right.
That's why Jim Carrey always plays like the goofy weirdo and like the rubber face guy.
Well, if you're good at it, you're gonna do it.
I think he played a pretty good villain.
Yeah.
Antagonist, I guess, is a better word for it. He wasn't exactly a villain, per se. Villain's more of like a superhero movie thing, I guess. But, well, that's what $18 million will get you in the 90s, Brendan.
Seems like a lot, but I guess.
Yeah. This has been another episode of Refined
90s
Cinema.
With fiance Alex
and fiance Brendan.
Good night, everybody.
Refined fiance's cinema.
Refined wedding, maybe someday cinema.
Night, everybody.
Good night. I'm gonna stop recording because that Audacity crashed 12 times.